Who did Whoopi Goldberg scold on live TV yesterday? We're actually going to hear the uncomfortable moment go down in just a second. First, Game of Thrones fans are going to be pumped. Game of Thrones has ordered a Game of Thrones prequel series called House of Dragons.
Here we go.
Yeah,
like
it's set 300 years before the original, and it's going to be based on the Game of Thrones companion book, Fire and Blood.
Yeah,
I can't believe that after Game of Thrones sort of finished their finale, I was thinking, you know what, we'll be done with this for a while. Of course there's going to be spinoffs. What was I thinking? Mm. But this soon?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
They're working on it now. Okay. They're writing. They have great writers, great, like, a lot of the same people. It's going to be, it looks like it's going to be great. It just makes me think I need to get to watching Game of Thrones now.
You do.
Get
on it.
You do. Because I haven't watched one, not one episode of Game of Thrones.
They're so good.
Are there any rumors as to who might be starring in this, in the prequel?
Not yet.
Are they throwing any names out?
No, I don't know. Naomi Watts was actually supposed to be starring in a prequel that they had decided in the first place.
Okay.
But then they scrapped that one completely, so no word on anybody who's going to be in this one. Whoopi Goldberg scolded The View co-host Meghan McCain for talking over everyone during a rant yesterday. Now, Meghan talks over everyone all of the time, and sometimes it gets to Whoopi, and yesterday was one of those days.
Everybody has something to say at the table. We really do want to hear from everybody, but we're starting to do that thing.
Right.
And so I'm dead.
I don't know what that means, this thing.
It means you're talking over each other.
Well, it's The View.
When I'm saying to you, hold up, because we're not hearing each other, I'm not trying to cut you off. I'm trying to get you heard.
I don't think you're trying to cut me off. But
no, but that's what I'm doing. Yeah, but that's what you're doing right now. We'll be back.
She continues to interrupt and interrupt. Whoopi gets so frustrated in these situations, but you know the producers love it.
Oh, they love it.
Like that, everybody's talking about that. That video is being shared. It's going viral. People love those moments.
Quality television. Yeah, I have a tough time watching it, and that's why it gets so uncomfortable sometimes, and you wonder why you're watching in the first place.
Well, like, no, it's not for you. You're like really far from their demographic.
Yeah, I got that.
They're not looking to draw you into The View, trust me. All right, so for the first time, Kevin Hart is giving his fans a glimpse of his road to recovery since he was seriously injured in the car crash in September. It is very emotional, and we're actually going to hear it coming up this morning with your biz at 7:30. Right now it's 6:36. Nikki, Sam, and Andy, and Sam is going to lose this morning with Are You Smarter Than Sam? I had
Oh, really? Please indulge me.
Somebody is going to beat you, and they're going to win $100 to spend at Domino's, and they're going to eat their pizza happily.
I like it. You're half right. Someone will win, but that person's going to be me, unfortunately.
We're going to play, coming up in about 6 minutes, Con Calma up for us with Daddy Yankee and Katy Perry. It's Beat 92.5. Good morning.